Hey, good afternoon, everybody. You got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Hunkamedium-speaking Musqueam people. And we broadcast to the unceded and ancestral Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. In the city that we refer to as Vancouver. My name is Jasper. Happy Wednesday? Happy Wednesday to you! It's Wednesday afternoon here at CITR, which means it is training time. It's the time of week where I and my colleagues hop into Studio A with newcomers to CITR, and we introduce them to the studio. We teach them how to use all the microphones and the knobs and faders, etc., because they are interested in starting a radio show of their own, which is super cool and exciting. We love people that want to start radio shows and get involved in radio. Because if you did not know, CITR is a campus and community radio station, which means that you or someone like you or your friend or your mom could come here and get trained on radio stuff and start a radio show about whatever you want, kind of, typically. So if that sounds cool, you should pop by, come out to campus, do a tour, or head over to CITR.ca and check out the Get Involved tab, because you can get involved. So that's what we're doing today. And today is a super special episode because I am here in Studio A with Kira. And Kira is a new staff member here at CITR. They are taking over the programming department here at CITR. And I guess this is week three? This is week three of Kira's tenure here at CITR. And we welcome Kira to Studio A at CITR.
Thank you. I think it's week three. Somehow, it's been such a wonderful journey so far that it feels like it could also be week four. I don't know. But it's been great. And it's nice that I'm already kind of losing track of the time I've spent here, because it means it's really good.
I'm so happy to hear that, Kira. It's been, the first 3 weeks have been great. It's been a blur, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lots to learn. Lots of wonderful things happening around the station. So, yeah, it's been a beautiful blur.
And this is our first time in the studio together, right? Is this your first time here?
First time in a CITR studio.
You come to us from CJSF.
Yeah, I got started at CJSF in 2019. I kind of stumbled into volunteering there because I wanted to make friends in university and didn't know where to find the other weird music nerds. So I thought, hey, maybe the radio station's where those people will be. And surprise, that's exactly where they were. I ended up working a couple of summer contract positions there and had my own shows. And eventually I ended up here, which is a total dream. So
we are so happy you're here. It's hard to make friends at university. I had a hard time making friends at university.
It is really hard. Yeah. And I feel like it's not something that is necessarily talked about. I think in pop culture, university is you go to all the parties, you make all the friends. And that is not actually what happens for a lot of people, especially if you're an introvert like me.
Yeah, like me too. It's not... I know, you're right. In pop culture, it's in movies and stuff. It's hey, campus, and everyone's partying and stuff, and everyone's friends. But I had a hard time when I was at university. And, I came here briefly, but I didn't really get involved in the station back then. And I really wish I had, because I think it could have potentially really changed the trajectory of my life if I had, found some like-minded folks that I could hang out with on campus.
I hear that. Definitely getting involved at CJSF changed the trajectory of my life. Interestingly, though, most of the friends that I made through CJSF were not students.
Really?
Yeah, they were staff at CJSF and folks who were volunteers. I guess some of them were students, but it was mostly people who had already graduated or were about to graduate and staff members.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm sure you're glad it worked out that way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
And now you're the programming manager here at CITR.
Yeah.
Which means, I guess for folks listening, what that means is, Kira, it's kind of the first point of support for people that have radio shows here. I've been doing that job for the last 3 years or so, and I've been doing trainings with people, a lot of one-on-one work. Kira will be, if you're listening and you're interested in starting a radio show, Kira can be the person that helps you develop your idea or build any of the skills you need. And then I'm sure, Kira, you will have other sort of philosophies for the position and stuff and what you want to bring to it. So I'm really excited to see what you do in this position. I think it's going to be really great.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I really, when you were kind of helping me get onboarded into the position, you described your role as being kind of like, you're a resource to anyone who really wants to get involved in radio and see what it's about and explore their ideas. And that is something that really resonated for me. Like, I want to be a resource to people. I am here for you. That is why I am here. I love radio and I want other people to love radio.
Yeah.
And even if you just want to come say hi and geek out about radio and music and all that, please, please do that.
You know, that's a really good point, and I'm glad you brought it up because, you know, not everybody who comes here like necessarily wants to hop on a mic and be on the radio, and that's totally valid. You can come and just hang out, or you can come and explore different aspects of media, whether it's, you know, the on-air podcasting radio side of things or the magazine. We have Discord Magazine if you're interested in illustrating or writing or photography, interviewing artists, all that stuff. So, you know, I guess the larger point which you brought up is like you can kind of design your own experience here. There's lots of things you can do and you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. So, you know, something to think about if you're looking for some cool extracurricular activities for your life.
Absolutely.
Cool. So let's play some music. Kira, you have curated something for us. What do you have for us?
So this is a track by one of my favorite like contemporary folk musicians, Andy Schaaf. I think that's how you pronounce his last name.
I believe you're correct.
Thank you. He's out of Saskatchewan. He's been making incredible concept albums for a really long time. If you're a fan of listening to an album from start to finish, I highly recommend his album The Party, as well as his most recent album Norm. They both are like a complex narratives and beautiful to listen to in their entirety. The track that I have for us today, though, is actually like a, I think it's from an EP. It's kind of was released in conjunction with one other song. It's called Jacob Rose. It's short and quirky and a little weird and morbid in the most sweet and fun way. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it'll make sense when you listen to it, I think.
All right, here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
Jacob Rose stood in his kitchen, cleaning a knife, wondering what it would be like to plunge that knife into anything. Jacob Rose looked at his sofa, smiled a half smile, imagining how she would react to a bunch of holes in the cushions. Jacob Rose walked out the back door, knelt in the moonlight and raised the knife over his head. Brought it down fast towards the soil. Jacob Rose, his hand was on fire, the knife hit a rock, and his palm slid down the blade. He looked around and he saw no one. Jacob Rose, back in the kitchen, blood in the sink, wondering how he would explain. Yeah, I got hurt stabbing the backyard.
Uh-huh.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skaklia, Talitin, Homasquim, Astail.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lipstick bleeds. I want a boy. Boy for me and I'm the boy for you, drop me a line at OPA419 at bard.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself, send a picture or two, and hurry up now because it's only getting colder. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while I shower.
Kira, what did we just hear?
Okay, so this track that we just heard was I Want a Boy, and it's a cover of a track by Power Bottom, but the version we listened to was Sister Wife Sex Strike. Just wild name.
Great name. Super cool name.
Yeah, really interesting folk punk duo out of Seattle. They're actually coming to Vancouver. They're going to be playing at 648 Kingsway on August 30th. And hopefully I'll be at that show and trying to provide some coverage of it if I can. But yeah, I'm really excited about it.
That was cool. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was that show again? August
30th.
August 30th at?
649
Kingsway. 649
Kingsway.
648 Kingsway. 648 Kingsway.
The one that used to be Toast and is no longer
Toast. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The venue formerly known as Toast. Yeah, cool. You're going to that show. If you go to that show, you can hang out with Kira.
Yeah, please do.
Before that, we heard Andy Schaff, Jacob's Rose.
Jacob Rose, yeah. Weird kind of dark song, but in the sweetest way possible.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Hello. You're listening to Worried Goblins.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Andy Schaff. Myself. So
yeah.
Anywho, we have to wrap this up because Word Goblins is coming on air. So Kira, it's been so awesome hanging out with you on the radio.
It's been great to be here.
Stay tuned for more training time. And if you're curious about the radio, come visit us at CITR. Head to CITR.ca to learn more. And we will see you next time.